Subconscious Whispers with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 4. Welcome back. Welcome to the module that's going to share with you ideas about understanding the impact that your subconscious mind has on your everyday life. You know, subconscious signals can make or break relationships and your social life. There are many false signals that the mind might use to falsely protect you. Defense mechanisms and walls are a major issue in relationships, and in order to truly have a loving and trusting relationship, well, these must come down. The subconscious can also trigger a response in some to avoid social situations. People need social interaction for good mental health and just to enjoy their lives. And this is why it's so important to recognize and eliminate these signals and triggers that are actually working against you, causing you to react in a way that's really not taking you where you want to be. And it could be a fear of commitment or deeply rooted insecurities. If you're thinking that this sounds like you, realize that you're not alone. Everyone has these. This is just part of being human. What's part of being more evolved is the idea of dealing with them, finding a way to push past them. So whatever it may be, there's always a way to overcome what's going on and to pursue and build strong, lasting relationships. The walls can come down to create a balance in your social life as well. So realize that your career and business goals can be directly affected. In addition to these, your subconscious mind whispers feelings of doubt and fear. And if you don't have confidence in yourself, well, it can be difficult to set goals and even more difficult to achieve goals. It can be difficult to get anywhere. Even if you do set goals, you may not be motivated or determined. You know how it goes. People set goals like, I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to get out more. I'm going to get on the dating scene more, or I'm going to start a business or build a website. And then what happens? Well, they don't have the motivation. Why is that? Why is there a disconnect? Why is there no follow-through going on? Well, it's because the subconscious mind really isn't on board. They haven't taken the time to understand their subconscious mind and how it affects their everyday life. So I want you to understand it so you can move forward. Even if you do set goals, you need to have the motivation and determination to continue forward, to actually make them happen. The subconscious mind can limit you for the quote-unquote wrong reasons. Maybe something happened in the past where you had a little bit of success and it didn't go so well. Your subconscious mind said, hey, you know, that success stuff, that's really negative because all this negative attention starts to happen. Well, that's not necessarily the way it's going to go if you continue and you become very successful. But your subconscious mind got a little taste of it and thought, well, it's negative. And, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. And so you start to undermine your attempts to become more successful. That type of thing is very common. I see that with clients all the time. Their conscious mind, their subconscious mind are in two completely different pages. Subconscious mind is attempting to protect them, attempting to keep them safe from a perceived danger. Perhaps they had a relationship that didn't go so well. Subconscious mind remembers that, whispers to them, stay away from relationships. Their conscious mind says, let's go get a relationship. What happens? There's a disconnect. Subconscious mind is only doing its job, attempting to protect the person from potential harm. In other words, emotional damage. Whereas the conscious mind says, I want a relationship. Subconscious mind says, no, you don't. And what happens? Well, sabotage happens. Relationship doesn't work out. Person loses the relationship for reasons that seem strange, that seem unusual. How did that happen? How did that relationship slip through my fingers? Well, the way it happened is that you, in many cases, sabotaged it because your subconscious mind said, no, it's not for you. So this may not have happened to you in particular, but you get the idea. You get the gist. It doesn't have to be a relationship. It can be social interactions. It can be business success. It can be financial success. It can be weight loss. It can be stopping smoking. If your subconscious mind has a reason, as Dr. Phil would say, a payoff for staying where it is, then your conscious mind is not going to have any power in that moment because the subconscious mind is like the bottom of the iceberg. You've seen icebergs. You see a little bit of it above the water. Most of it's below the water. There's this huge part of the iceberg you don't see because it's below the water. Well, that's what's directing the iceberg. Where that iceberg's going is determined by the bulk of it and what it's doing underneath the water. Well, the underneath the water part is like your subconscious mind. That's what's moving things around. That's what's determining the direction. That's what's steering things. Conscious mind is represented by the part above the water. seems to be the only part there is, but it's not. Vast part of it, the part that's really in charge, the subconscious mind. So if you want to change something, you've got to get your subconscious mind on board. And thankfully, you can help it learn how to be a catapult for success, how to launch you forward to success. So it doesn't have to be like this. This doesn't have to be a situation in which there's conflict, in which you're conscious mind thinks one thing and your subconscious mind thinks another thing. You may think by now that that's the way it goes. That's not the way it goes. With successful people, they are on board. Their conscious mind and their subconscious mind are on the same page. So I had to learn this myself. I had to retrain my subconscious mind for success in my career. Once I started appearing on television, I was on Bravo TV's Millionaire Matchmaker. Bravo TV is owned by NBC, a company in the United States that makes TV shows. It's a network, and they have a cable company that they own called Bravo. And Bravo has a show called Millionaire Matchmaker, and I was on that show as a millionaire. Suddenly, I'm in the limelight. And then I was on another show on Bravo called Below Deck, again, as a millionaire. Suddenly, again, in the limelight. My life changed quite a bit. I was no longer perceived as just this guy who did hypnosis, who had some sort of an internet presence. Suddenly, I was this guy who does hypnosis on TV. In your living room. You could see me in your living room doing hypnosis. Well, then people started recognizing me and saying, hey, you're the hypnosis guy. Well, I started to realize that I was going to be perceived in public as that guy who does hypnosis. So I started thinking, well, people are watching me. Not a paranoid thought, but I started becoming aware that people, even if they're not coming up to me and saying that they recognize me, which happens quite a bit, they're still recognizing me even when they don't say it. So I have sort of a responsibility, if you will. My public persona now is being examined and I'm being watched, not in a negative way, but in just a normal way. People are watching me just like they would anyone they see on TV and saying, oh, there's that guy. Okay. And they already have preconceived notions. Oh, that's the guy who does hypnosis. Okay. And then they see me doing my thing and getting coffee at Starbucks or getting a sandwich somewhere or traveling somewhere, but they're watching me and they've already got these preconceived thoughts. Well, initially what happened for me was that this was a little daunting for me. I always thought that that kind of recognition would be great and, you know, public people observing me in a public way would be wonderful and that it would be all roses and wonderful ideas would emerge from it and so forth. But what I found out in reality was that I was a little nervous about it. When people were watching me and people were saying, hey, are you the guy from that show? Or sometimes they wouldn't remember my name. They would just know that they saw me on a show and they would start talking about it. I realized that my life had changed. Something was different now. These people were realizing that they saw me on TV. And so they were looking at me differently than they would look at other potential strangers to them. It was during that time, a few years ago, that I had to think to myself, is this what I want? You know, up until now, I've been this guy who writes books about hypnosis and creates products about hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming and pretty much markets them on the internet. And I have YouTube videos and people see the videos, but it's not like TV. Nothing will quite give you the exposure like TV. Someone recognizing you from a YouTube video, unless it goes viral, someone recognizing you from a YouTube video, the odds of that are remote compared to someone recognizing you from TV. The odds go way up because a lot more people, in general, unless a YouTube video goes viral, but in general, a lot more people are watching TV. And now the shows are international. Now they're being shown over in the UK and people are emailing saying, hey, I saw you on the channel in the UK. So then any number of channels. So it was around that time when this public me started being seen on TV that I had to think to myself, wow, do I really want this? I always thought it would be neat and wonderful and great, but do I really want this? You know, I feel like I'm being watched. Like people are observing me while I'm getting coffee. People I don't know me, and it really feels strange. And so I had to make sure at that time that my conscious mind and my subconscious mind were on the same page, because I realized that the key to my continued success was me being not only comfortable with this, but embracing it as something positive. So I had to start working on myself. I had to start getting accustomed to that. I had to start reprogramming myself that it's a positive thing when people come up to me. It's a positive thing when people are watching me for a little longer than people normally watch strangers, because obviously they're recognizing me. I had to program myself to change that into that being a positive event. Those events were positive. And the way I did that was just reframing it. I would see that. I would think, oh, that's kind of strange. I don't know if I like being watched. And I would change that into, yes, television exposure is getting the word about hypnosis out there. People are noticing me and they're thinking about hypnosis now and the ways that they can take charge of their lives. The more I do this, the more I get those looks, the more people ask me if I'm that guy on TV, the better it is because that means it's reaching more people. So although you may not be going through the same exact situation, I imagine you're not, you're probably going through something like that where you're having these growing pains, if you will. Maybe your business has expanded recently. You're getting busier. Maybe you have to hire more people. And when you hire more people, there are more challenges. When you hire more people, sometimes you have to fire more people. That's the downside of it, but that's part of life. That's part of expansion. That's part of moving forward. So you're going to find out that whatever you're dealing with, maybe you're getting out there in the dating world. And you're having some dates that are great, some dates that are not so great. And you're thinking, what is this? You've got to realize that your continued momentum is where the power is. And so you must find a way to push forward despite the perception of a downside. Anytime you do anything that's out of your comfort zone, anytime you make any kind of change, there's going to be a potential downside. There's going to be some part of it that to you is distasteful. There's going to be some part of it that to you says, I don't know about this. You've got to push past that and you've got to keep your eye on the prize. You've got to keep your eye on the goal. And that's how you do it, by just reframing these things. Okay, yeah, dating, well, dates that aren't so great happen. But that's all part of getting to that one person whom you will be with forever. You will live happily ever after with. You hold that thought steady in your mind. And making some wrong choices, if you will, well, they're not really wrong choices. They're part of the learning curve. They're part of you having experiences that lead to the quote-unquote right choice. Business, well, things happen. There are ups and downs, but it's all part of you being self-sufficient and owning and running your own successful business. So this all comes down to retraining your subconscious mind for success. How happy you feel results from the whispers from your subconscious mind. So you've got to train it to say good things to you, to whisper positive things to you. Have you ever felt miserable without really knowing exactly why? Well, there may be reasons that you're not consciously aware of. Maybe you somehow got in your head as a youth or young adult that rich people are bad or they're evil or that money's bad. Getting to the root cause of your unhappiness and your unhappy feelings can help you push through to the next level. Realizing that you have to deal with those challenges can help you push through to the next level. Getting rid of those thoughts about rich people being bad. No, rich people are not bad. People are people. There are quote-unquote good and quote-unquote bad people at every level of socioeconomic success. Every level, from the very bottom to the very top. It's not about wealth. People are people. Wealthy people are just able to do more with their wealth. Wealthy people who don't have good intentions are able to do more with their wealth. And people who are not so wealthy are not able to do as much, but it has nothing to do with the money. What it has to do with is the individual. And your perception of those individuals affects your life. So let go of your perceptions. Realize that, hey, it's all about you. It's not about them. It's not about whether they're quote-unquote good or quote-unquote bad. It's about you. What are you like? What are you going to be like with a lot of money? Well, my understanding is you're going to be a great, wonderful giving person. All right. And in order to help you, I'm going to share with you some ideas in the next module, in module 5, about reaching the deep subconscious mind through hypnosis. I'm going to talk with you about how you can change your life using hypnosis. Now, this is what I do. I am a hypnotist. I hypnotize people. I get people in the office and I use hypnosis with them to help them change their lives. So this next module is going to be a very powerful module because I'm going to share with you from the richness of my experience working with people. And I'm going to share some concepts with you that are really going to help you, really going to jumpstart things for you, really going to help you move forward. So join me in module 5 as I share with you ideas about reaching your subconscious mind through hypnosis. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.